all the members here are aware of, this is being the fifth Sunday, we're going to have a singing service this evening, this afternoon. And so the first song, if anyone's using the book, is 184. Brother Stephen Feldman's going to come lead us in a word of prayer. And then Jared's going to have the message after the singing. So at this time, as Stephen will work his way on up here, we'll have the first prayer.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this time we have to come together today once again to worship you and to sing praises towards you tonight. Please let us take what we sing and what is read to us tonight to take it to heart, to use it to edify ourselves and to use it to go out into this world to fight the good fight. Be with those men that are going to sing songs to us tonight. Please let them do it with a mindful heart towards you and to be well pleasing towards you, and the men that are going to read so that way we all take it to heart. Be with the elders as they continue to lead our church and to do it so according to your word, according to your scripture. Please help us to all be good examples to these young children here, to continue to teach them your word, teach them to put you first, so that way when they get older, they make the decision to become a Christian, to worship you and follow you the rest of their lives. Be with us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, Jesus of excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Number 680. 680, and we're going to omit the fourth verse. 680.
Oh, the fount of every blessing, turn my heart up, sing thy grace, streams of mercy.
I'll be reading from Psalms 147, 1 through 6. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord's built up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground.
Number 73. Holy, holy.
Number 444, Amazing Grace, 444. Thank you.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
Psalm 57, humble yourselves. And for those of you following along in the book, we will be singing this twice through. 557, humble yourselves. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up, and he will lift you up. Hold on. This is going to be pretty high for me, but I'll switch. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up. And he will lift you up. Next song will be number 218. 218, Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God, Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory.
Number 122, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real.
147, Worthy Art Thou.
Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our souls' adoration, worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power.
I'll be reading from Psalms 147, verses 12 through 20. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gate. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his commands to the earth. His words run swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Our next song will be number 95, Glorify Your Name.
Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify your name in all the earth. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify your name in all the earth.
For our lesson and invitation, let us sing number 85. Number 85, Our God, He is Alive. Shall we stand as we sing, please? There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tints its sky with heavenly hue and frames the world with His great might.
There is a God.
He is alive.
And we live.
And we serve but from the sun.
What a beautiful thing that our God, He really is alive. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 2 for me. As the men were reading, you may have noticed a pattern, and you may have also missed a pattern. Looking at Psalms 147, verse 1 starts, "Praise the Lord." Verse 7 starts, "Sing to the Lord." Verse 12 starts, "Praise the Lord." And verse 20 concludes again to praise the Lord. Considering God's greatness and His grace, it asks the question, how should we respond to that? Looking at it, we need to fear God. We need to understand that God is omnipotent. We need to know what that power really means for us as Christians. We also need to consider what that means for those who are not Christians as well. Secondly, the greatness and grace of God, we should consider increasing our knowledge of God. And then thirdly, we need to look to imitate God. We want to have a life that resembles Him to the very best of our ability, That's what he calls us to do as his followers. Looking at these things, we know that without God's grace, we have nothing. Because it's nothing that we can do to get to heaven, which is each and every one of our end goal. So without God's grace, we have nothing. So the thing is in order to get God's grace, there's a stipulation. It's the but in the contract portion, okay? Looking at it, we have to be willing to be faithful and obedient to God, not on our terms, but God's terms. God lays out those terms for us. I want you to look in Romans chapter 2, verse 6, and we'll read a couple verses. He will render to each one according to his works, to those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality. He will give eternal life. And verse 8 says, but for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. I want to read that again. He will render to each one according to his works, to those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. So I conclude tonight with this. The decision to be obedient to God, it's going to come with a consequence, like every life decision does. And there's two consequences, and that's heaven or that's hell. Both are very real, eternal, permanent places. So tonight I ask you, what does your spiritual alignment with God really look like? If you've never been faithfully obedient, God tells us his terms are to believe and repent and confess and be baptized. And not just stopping there, but faithfully living your whole life obedient to him. That's how you can get that grace and get into heaven. If you have any questions or you need anything or you're subject to the invitation, please come forward while we stand and sing.